Well, I mean, right before Mr. Tsipras went to Brussels to negotiate the agreement, the proposed agreement was put into parliament in Greece. And there he got an approval of by 251 MPs out of 300. And that's a huge number by the standards of Greece. So he has a wide consensus for the agreement. Now, the people who disagree with this agreement are the extreme left of his party, as well as his coalition partner, who's on the extreme right. But mainstream parties, such as the center-right New Democracy and the center-left PASOK and Podemos, those three parties, which are the bulk of the Greek population, together with Syriza, support the agreement. So I don't think you will have a hard time passing the agreement.
The head of the Eurogroup, Jeroen Dijsselbloem, has said that it may take about 4 weeks, though, for a new bailout program for Greece to be worked out. What are some of the more urgent financial issues facing Greece at this time, sir?
Well, I mean, there are two different programs that are being discussed. One is the 2 to 3 year program, and Dijsselbloem is right that this will take some time to finalize. But there is another program, the emergency money, the bridge program that Greece has been asking for. And I think that it was discussed today at the Eurogroup meeting, and hopefully a solution for that can be done, can be made as early as next week. The European Central Bank would require a positive signal from the Eurogroup so that it would release more money to Greek banks, which they desperately need. So that would be kind of the beginning of the solution of the crisis.
Now, overall, Professor, how much of a victory would you say this is for the EU, considering that there is not likely to be a Grexit at this stage, of course?
Well, it's a victory for everybody that there is no Grexit. It's a victory for Greece. Greece would have been totally destroyed if it left the European the euro. And of course, it's good for the European Union and for the eurozone. At the same time, there is a real problem that so many months were unsuccessful in terms of negotiating. You know, this negotiation really started at the beginning of February, and only now it has gotten resolved after, you know, end of the night talks. That's not good. The European Union has to define some program with a strict deadline so that things are negotiated on time and are resolved, and we don't get to the banks closing before there is a solution. Things have to be resolved earlier, when the economic life is normal, because the Greece has suffered tremendously because of the inability of its government to make a deal with the Europeans. So the Europeans need to set procedures that will have strict deadlines for deals.
Now, earlier you mentioned that you are quite confident that Parliament will back the new deal. But what about the people on the ground? As you've mentioned, they have many concerns as well. What more will it take for the people on the ground to accept some of the measures that will have to be implemented here?
Well, people on the ground have to completely understand how devastating the alternative would have been. I think they start to understand it by seeing the banks closed and being able to get only 50 euros out of the bank, but under Brexit, under the exit from the euro, things would have been much worse than they are even now with the banks closed. So people have to understand that that alternative would have been so horrible that even if the present deal makes them pay more taxes and cut their pension a bit, and maybe they lose 5% of their income over the next year because of this, it's much, much better than leaving the euro, which would be totally catastrophic for Greece. People have to understand it, but I think people will understand it bit by bit. It's not the easiest thing in the world for the average person to understand how a significant macroeconomic change, like changing currency, will affect them.